strange to think that as Adele sleeps and as I lie awake, trying to feel your movements, you are growing. Growing inside of Adele. Growing inside of your moo-moo. What will you be, and what will this world look like to you? I can't wait to get to know you, to learn from you. But I must admit, sweet one, I am nervous. This world is so beautiful, but it's messy. What does it mean to welcome you to this beautiful and toxic world?
Yeah, do you remember when Notre Dame burned?
Yeah.
Like a couple years ago? It caught fire. It was like, I think it was right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So in Paris.
Yeah.
And it was melting all kinds of lead. And so the fumes were spreading all over the city. So it's a big contamination zone they had to clean up.
What's the highest lead level you've ever found?
Well, we analyzed some, we've gotten over 1% in mm-hmm. soil, but the highest is, Will Cook brought in a chair from his grandmother's porch, and it was 10%.
Oh my gosh, grandma sitting in that chair.
If your moo moo were to put their hands in this forest soil, the lead would damage your nervous system. It's true. We live in a world where lead lurks in the middle of the forest and grandmas sit in chairs with painted toxins. What does it mean to welcome you into this beautiful and toxic world? And how can I do a good job of being your parent when this toxicity lurks in my bones too? I met Adele in New Orleans. Adele made cat ears for us to wear on our first date. 6 months later, we had a ladder set up and pulling chickens down from the hackberry tree in the dark. We were building a house together, redoing old windows, pulling down rotten bits of the house with the truck. Making how-to videos.
Hello, this is Adam with some hammering safety. Well, first I like to get the nail started a little bit. And then remove hand from nail and put on butt to keep away from possible hitting the finger. And that is how you keep your hand safe from hammering the finger.
The violence of colonialism renovated and reinvented in the form of gentrification. I knew I was part of the problem back then. I built deep connections with my neighbors, and we relied on each other. We talked smack about the homes being flipped left and right, but I wasn't from the neighborhood. My neighbors embraced me, but I was ultimately a white kid with some class privilege living in someone else's neighborhood.
So, $60,000 at 0% interest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, with just so you know, with inflation.
Yeah.
At 8% a year, essentially, you're at 60,000 is you're losing 8% every year.
Mm-hmm.
Because if things go up in value, and you're not charging her any interest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I see it a little differently.
I know you do. I know.
So, are you scared to hear the sound?
Even just thinking about like how my parents visualized like what that land meant to me or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they saw it as a way to build more wealth or something.
Right.
And in a lot of ways, it was, I guess.
Yeah.
I never wanted the house in New Orleans to be something to profit from. I dreamed of a place for me, your Moo, all of our cats and chickens, and eventually you. A place where we could grow plants, compost, and build a neighborhood basketball court in the front lawn. It was supposed to be a place to spend time with friends and neighbors and build connection. Place to imagine another type of world.
Yeah, like why, what are the reasons why people would be drawn there, why I was drawn there?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably a romanticized narrative.
Yeah.
I think being there kind of in an apolitical way, though, feels, or like without awareness of the political context that you're living in, and hopefully some kind of meaningful participation
mm-hmm.
in creating positive changes led by people most impacted by displacement and dehumanization, ongoing harm happening there.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It's always hard to figure out what that looks like meaningfully.
Yeah, even if we were like anti-developers and stuff, like anti-house flipping in that neighborhood, like feeling judgmental of the house down the street that sold for like $300,000, like being there as like an outside transplant person, it's like, can't we be anti-gentrification and also be white transplants living there, you know?
Yeah.
Probably not.
This is part of our past, sweet one. To be the best parent I can be to you, I must try to remediate the toxicity of settler colonialism that lingers in my bones. Even though we romanticized a place that wasn't for us, we are keeping authentic relationships with our old neighbors. They are excited you're coming into this world, too.
We're actually having a baby. So,
let's get out of here!
We are all super excited.